let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Happy to have Michael Wagner with me today here from Warren's Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. And Warren's is an awesome place, great selection of stuff. And Michael, you mentioned, but you didn't really do the plug for it, but compost, top dressing, aeration, y'all actually provide this service to clients who need it.
Yes, we do. It's we have a special delivery team that does different spraying, different organic applications, composting, aeration. So if you'll just contact the garden center, we'll put you into the right department and have someone out to your house to give you an estimate.
That is awesome. And you guys are doing a lot of stuff and just a beautiful space, well laid out. I love the paths y'all have and invite people onto new section. And something that people forget about Warren Southern Gardens is there is a landscaping company also attached to the nursery, but that means that all the plants that are there are kind of like high-end landscape quality. You're not getting in some samples that are not that great. They're all like well shaped, well health, well cared for. Y'all are doing a great job up there.
Yeah, whatever you see in the garden center, not with everything, because some big trees that we install we don't keep on a retail level, but whatever's in the garden center is the same quality plant that goes into your landscape.
And that's
so
awesome.
We won't show you a big fat wax ligustrum today and bring you a little scrawny one tomorrow. So what you see is exactly what we install.
That is so cool. And you guys always have a great selection of succulents, indoor plants, and a lot of that stuff that you know, is popular right now, but also are great plants for people that want to get into gardening.
Right.
That's awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, hour number two. We are just talking with Michael Wagner. He's answering a ton of garden questions. Pretty much we've just been answering questions all morning, which we love. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. What's on your mind? What's your gardening problem? 281-496-5711. Michael can help you out. And I tell you what, if you have this question, someone else has the question too. So you're helping two people out, getting an answer for yourself, helping out a bunch of other listeners that have the same problem. That's what we do here. When we get back from this quick break, we're going to get into our seeds conversation, seeds and myth busting on some of those, and kind of how to, why to, all that jazz. Again, 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I'm on the phone with the man, John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, I always like to ask you a question every week just to help me improve my gardening game.
Let's go for it.
All right. Well, so my big thing is just how do I deal with an ugly lawn? Lots of bare patches, you know, weeds growing everywhere. I understand you have a method.
I do. It's getting good soil health, whether it's a lawn or a flower bed. Compost, good leaf mold compost is the single best thing you can do to the soil.
Gotcha.
You got to build the organic matter because that feeds the microbes. The microbes break up the hard pan and do other things. The dark color, particularly if you do it this time of year, helps warm the soil in the spring, which gets the grass growing quicker, greens up faster. And if you do it early enough, it can outcompete weeds and fill in, and most turf grasses will choke out a lot of the weeds.
Heck yeah. And so compost stop dressing, we're just taking the compost, spreading it very thinly and evenly all over the whole lawn, and it is amazing the results that people see.
Oh, absolutely. Over the years, I've got three big three-ring notebooks of testimonials from customers saying how much it just changed their yard, made it look better.
That is so cool. Well, you guys have the best leaf mold compost that there is, in my opinion. So I'm glad we're here talking to you about this. Tell us what your website is and so people can learn more about the product.
Well, the website is naturesswayresources.com, and there's hundreds and hundreds of papers on different subjects, everything from soil amendments to mulches and compost.
Well, there you go. If you want to know places that sell Nature's Way Resources, just go to Home Show Garden Pros website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and we can let you know some spots where it's being sold. Thanks, John, for your time.
All right, Danny. Have a great one.
281-496-5711. We've got to keep the questions answering going. Maureen, you're up on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Last Saturday you were talking about weeds, and you focused on if I were to walk out into my backyard, which I did right after your conversation, and discovered that I was a victim, and it was my own fault. Apparently, I do have a low spot. I have a fig tree, which likes a lot of water. And so that area is just covered with a weed that's almost like a rug. And it does, I have two different ones. One seems to have a little yellow flower, and the other one has a kind of a pinkish. And the conversation segued on to something's wrong with the balance of nitrogen, if I heard correctly. So I need you to just take a moment, either of you gentlemen, and tell me what I should be doing rather than just weeding, because the way you explained it, if I had the right soil, these weeds would not come back to visit me. It wasn't just a matter of killing. It's a matter of getting that soil correct.
Yeah, to hear what the weeds are expressing, knowing what nature's trying to accomplish by putting those down. Do they have a clover-like leaf?
Yes.
So they're both sorrel. And so generally what you're seeing, one is the wood sorrel kind of grows in wet space, and the yellow one, the field sorrel, kind of likes compacted spaces. So it grows in prairies, stuff like that, on forest fringes. But I'd say that your best bet, and I'll let Michael kind of say something else afterwards, but is just to compost, mulch with compost. Put about 1.5 inches of compost in a ring around the base of your fig and just cover those weeds up. And, you know, they are both edible if they're both sorrel. And so, you know, maybe snack on them a little bit. But, mulch with compost this one time. It'll kind of open up your soil, increase the nitrogen, add some carbon, and you won't have to worry about the weeds making the rug.
All right. Well, I'm anxious to also listen because I have lots of packets of seeds and an update on my Brussels sprouts. Even though I will not get a wonderful crop as you are, we're in Bel Air, I am going to get some from each plant, and some is better than zero, even though the opossum got it. So I don't know if the other gentleman wants to add anything. I certainly will listen.
Let's see what the gentleman has to say, Michael.
I think you're talking about you. A gentleman there. I think Danny's right on target with the compost for your soil. There's a lot of research that goes on, and I've read a lot of things, and I still need to digest that. We can soon determine the condition of the soil and what's lacking by the variety or of the weeds that grow in that. Nature provides us with weeds depending on the composition of the soil. For example, if we have a really high clay compacted soil, it's real tight and dense, you're probably going to find a lot of nut grass. That's what it generally likes to grow in. So if we can get to the nuts and bolts and we can identify the weeds in this particular area, then we know what to apply to that. So they tell us a lot. They tell us a lot about the soil. So compost is what we have, and I'm sure that's going to take care of 95% of the things that we may run across.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll say thank you so much and take my notebook out to learn about seeds. Thank you so
awesome.
Much. But, bye-bye.
Thanks, Maureen, for your time. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be back after a quick break.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Get your veggie gardens ready, guys. Tomatoes, peppers, and much more will be here soon. We'll have about 60 varieties of tomatoes and over 40 types of peppers specifically chosen for success in our area. And they are grown right here in our own greenhouses. We've got lots of beautiful petunias out here. Enjoy these old-fashioned favorites in a whole new way. Many of us consider petunias a sentimental favorite as we remember our mothers or grandmothers planting them every spring for their cheery, colorful, trumpet-shaped flowers. At Enchanted, you can now enjoy these old-fashioned favorites in a new-fashioned way with this year's selection of specialty petunias. Plant them now for early spring color that you'll enjoy for months to come. Growing your own food has become the rage this past year, and growing your own fruit trees can be one of the most rewarding ways to try it in your own yard. Our nurseries have a great assortment of citrus trees that include many of your favorites, plus apples, pears, plums, peaches, nectarines, apricots, avocados, and much more. Come on out and see what you can't live without. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Enchanted Gardens Richmond or Enchanted Forest Richmond, or both. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359, convenient to Richmond, Rosenberg, and Cinco Ranch. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land and Rosenberg. Come on out and see us. Now, back to Michael and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. Good word there. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Looking forward to talking to you and answer your gardening questions. Going to keep that going with Brian. Brian, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. I've got a question. I've moved into a house that the yard was neglected for a while, and so I'm curious if poison ivy can turn into, like, something that looks like a tree. And how do you get rid of it?
Well, it can be a very vigorous vine. It can actually grow up in a tree and probably develop a quarter to a half inch stem as it grows up. There's a lot of ways to get rid of it. There is poison ivy killers. I don't like to do a lot of spraying like that with drifts and things. So if you can identify it and you're positive that that's what it is, then you can cut it within an inch or two of the soil. And there are some products that you can put just a little tiny dab of this solution on it, and it works its way into the plant and kills the root system. And I prefer that over just blanket spraying with something like triclopyr as a weed and brush killer.
Now, Brian, there's a good chance that this is a box elder you're looking at, too, and not a poison ivy. It's a type of sort of maple relative that I have seen and been like, what? Wait, is this a poison ivy tree? But no, it's a box elder. And so if the trunk isn't real, like, furry, kind of like with lots of little root hairs and stuff like that and hairs going up of it, and it looks like a vine that has kind of lost a tree, then maybe it's poison ivy, but it won't make a tree just by itself. So I would love for you to snap a picture of that and send it to me, homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button, and we could just make sure that it's not a box elder before you cut it down. That would be
okay. I appreciate it, because the reason I ask is because I've put the broadcaster out in the yard, and I've gone over it, and it looks like it kills the poison oak, and then like a month later, it's right back, stronger than ever.
Yeah, so that stuff you're using is going to hurt all your trees, kill your garden soil, so stop using that stuff. Michael, the only way to actually kill the poison ivy is also the best way, and it is to, you know, put a dab of stump killer, vine killer, tree killer on there, just a little bit on the trunk where you cut it. And so get yourself a hazmat suit, you know, find that location, cut it back, but you want to find where it becomes roots, and get it there. Putting out poison all over your yard is only going to damage your soil, which is going to lead to more weeds later on and worse lawn and more need for fertilizer, fungicide, more pesticide, all that stuff. So, you know, if I'm you, I'm locating these actual vines themselves. And I have used like a painting suit, Michael, like I have used actually like a painting suit to make sure that I'm not getting it all over myself, because I'm super allergic, and track the vine back to the roots. So, but you know, it doesn't grow up straight up like a tree by itself. It will for about 6 inches. So that happens, or maybe even like a couple feet, I guess, two feet or so, but it won't continue to do that by itself. So, but do send me a pic. Let's make sure you're not cutting out a native tree. And a broadcast herbicide will not kill poison oak or poison ivy.
Wow. Thanks, fellas.
You're welcome.
You bet, Brian. But I mean, certainly poison ivy is terrifying and we all hate it. No doubt about that. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Let's keep these questions rolling with Ben. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I recently had about 2 weeks ago, I had a drip line septic system put in. And so I got 13, you know, of these 4-inch trenches where my drip lines are at. And that was, it's a sodded front yard there with just regular St. Augustine. And so I was curious, is there something you'd recommend to allow those shoots to sort of connect? And I mean, I know it'll happen in a few months, but is there a way to speed that up? Is it an organic mulch that you would recommend that I kind of spread out, or what would you recommend to kind of speed that process up?
You're trying to reestablish the turf where the lines are?
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. It's a 4-inch trench there, and so just trying to allow the two sides, the St. Augustine on both sides of the trench to kind of grow itself back together.
It probably will normally do that, but you know, once again, compost is your best bet. It levels the soil, it adds the nutrition, it adds the microbes and all the things back into the soil to encourage the St. Augustine. Probably a little 6-2-4 microlife would be a good, okay, a good start. If you really need to boost St. Augustine, there is a product that I really like from MicroLife. And Bob may carry it down at Southwest. I just don't have enough calls for it. But they have a 2105 fertilizer. And it does have synthetic nitrogen in it, but it's a nitrogen that is only broken down by soil microbes and bacteria. I'm trying to think of the name. It's not anything.
Hybrid.
That would be a great product to use to encourage a little bit quicker growth on your St. Augustine.
2105. Okay.
Yeah, it's well, it's hybrid. It's a MicroLife product.
I mean, so I do hear, Ben, that that Michael's saying compost top dressing is your best bet in this situation. It's going to kind of provide everything that is needed to reestablish the St. Augustine on those lines. And not don't just compost your whole yard. And literally, like, quarter of an inch everywhere, you'll see results. Yeah. Those lines will be invisible by summertime.
Okay. Great. Well, hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, thank you, Ben. Liquids are sometimes another way, Michael, to handle like dead spots, empty spots, mm-hmm. disturbed spots very quickly. What are some liquid fertilizers that you generally like putting on those spots? I mean, I love Rev, but the Dakota Rev has proven to really reestablish.
Yeah, Rev is good. We've used that on several plantings in our garden center, and the results are really pleasing. I mean, I really like it. My go-to for liquid is usually seaweed or Ocean Harvest. That's
absolutely. Yeah, I find myself stocking, always having to restock seaweed for lawn spots, for tree spots, for foliar spray, for veggie stuff, all of it. So it's really great stuff. A lot of good things out there. And, you know, that's you want to use those that actually are going to help the plant and build the soil up versus something that's going to work against you. I mean, a lot of times we're putting out these things that were advertised on TV during the Super Bowl or whatever to put it on our lawn, and it actively works against our tree health or our soil health while making something greener for a couple of months. So, again, I saw some data recently that suggests a good-sized tree is almost $30,000, and that similar space of lawn would be $900. And so that just kind of speaks to value. Like, what are you going to prioritize? You can actually choose both. You know, 30,900 sounds just as nice. Yes. And by using organic approaches. So just keep that in mind that you don't have to work against yourself. So 281-496-5711. When we come back, we are doing the seed element, the seed portion. We're going to do it for you people that have been holding on so desperately to hear about that. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Michael Wagner is here dishing out great gardening information, and we'll be right back.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get sharp now. This is your last month to sharpen your mower blades. Dull blades make mowing hard on you, the mower, and your grass. Sharp is better. It's why you listen to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros here, answering gardening questions, telling you about great stuff. And one of the things that we just brought up, not for the first time in the show, is the Rev liquid fertilizer, really organic growth stimulant. So Dakota Rev, just says Rev there on the bottle. So notice that it's a incredible growth stimulant that's easy to use, and it can give you healthier, faster growing vegetables, lawns, and plants. Now it does that because it actually is carbon rich, feeds the soil itself, and it's developed with this very small molecule. So it's easy for bacteria to get immediately and turn into plant food. Great thing to do foliar sprays with because of that small molecule size. And so you will get faster growing plants very quickly if you just use Rev as a leaf foliar spray to protect the leaves from diseases, also feed that way. This is a great way to increase photosynthesis. Like, you can actually affect photosynthesis. So faster growing plants. I love using it as a root drench, just soaking it around a plant I want to grow a little faster or protect from diseases, anything like that. Now, on lawns, greenskeepers have been using this at Topgolf courses for years and years. We used it at Herman Park, worked really great to keep things growing fast, even past their window of success. So having winter lawns as possible, 100% natural, improves root mass, soil condition, actually can increase the number of blooms and the amount and size of your fruit. So, you know, when you're seeding, so we're going to talk about, you know, liquid fertilizers a lot when we talk about seeding, but when you seed, when you're putting new plants in, if you just want better turf, try Rev from Dakota. It's available at Buchanan's Native Plants, Warren Southern Gardens, Southwest Fertilizer, Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery, and the Enchanted location. So check out their website to learn more about this great product, organicrev.com. So really big fan of this stuff. When it comes to seeds, I use it a lot, but we're going to start our seeding conversation right now with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up there in Kingwood. So Michael, what's your, what's a big myth? What's a big myth? We're going to start with myths. So one of the myths I think about when I think about seeding is planting depth. You know, I see people, it's like, oh yeah, you want to plant that seed, just dig a hole that's an inch deep and drop it in there. And I'm like, an inch? This is the lettuce seed. It's like, yeah, it's smaller than a pinhead.
It is. That's one of the main, I think, successes or failures with people who grow from seed. It's very easy to grow from seed. Probably all the vegetation, 50% in the world, is grown from seed.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have little fairies that are out, you know, planting and covering seeds. People are always concerned with bluebonnets. Oh, well, we have to scarify them. And I just reply, well, who's out there in the fields scratching all the seeds?
Exactly.
And when you scarify bluebonnet seed, and we'll get to vegetables, you spark it into growth. And if there's not ample moisture and sunlight and things, you fail your crop. If they all were scarified and they all germinated at the same time, there wouldn't be any bluebonnets the next year. So you just have to plant them and let Mother Nature go. But on your vegetable seeds, you can plant them in trays. You can plant them in pots. I've seen them done in eggshells. Whatever it takes to encompass a little bit of soil around the little seed. And remember, that little seed has only so much energy that it can expand to germinate. So when you plant them really deep, they're down in the deep hole and they germinate and they just don't have the energy to get that all the way to the top. So put your seeds in, lay them on top of the soil, and you could literally take a little paintbrush and just brush the top with the soil to, and it will germinate. And then we need to go on from there. The next thing is not enough light. Sometimes the window is just not going to do it unless you have a south window. That's where you should try and germinate your seeds. They really prefer as much as 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. Bright, strong light. So people use indoor lighting. The problem is they set it on a desk and the seeds are 2.5 feet away. And that's not going to work. It needs to be probably anywhere from 2 to 4 inches above the seed bed to warm that and to give them ample light. I would recommend, if it's, you know, our basic garden plant seeds and you have a spot outside, I'd move them outside to germinate them. As long as we don't have freezing cold temperatures, they're fine. If you get a little air movement on them, they're going to be much stronger plants. People tend to grow them far away from the light and you get tall, leggy plants. The tomato seeds are 10 inches tall. They're never going to perform. They're going to be much more susceptible to insects and disease. So scrap them and move on and reseed. But the depth is what's important. If you think you have enough light, your plants seem to be stretching a little bit. I've seen instances where you can put a little small fan on them to move the foliage back and forth.
Nice.
It can be done by hand if you want to go by there 2 or 3 times a day and swat your plants, but it releases chemicals within the plant that makes the stem stronger and just a much stronger seedling.
It sounds like another reason to just move it outside every once in a while to get some of that stress, if you will.
Yeah, the breeze is nice. It strengthens all plants.
Right. So what's your take on direct sowing a lot of these plants versus indoor growing?
That's the way I would prefer.
Yeah,
there's no, you don't disturb the plants.
Yeah, you have instantly roots in there and the roots can go as deep as they want.
It's really beneficial to get your tomatoes especially started as early as possible and get them in the ground as early as possible. Tomatoes have a terrible flower. And when we get into hot weather, the pollen doesn't drop and you get a lot of blooms and no tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So if we can get them in February, we understand we're going to have to maybe do some protection. And that can be done with a cardboard box. It can be done with a milk jug, whatever you need to do to put over them to protect them if we have some really cool weather or frost. And you'll have a jump. Everything else I would probably plant in the soil.
Yeah, and, it sounds like you're talking about tomatoes. That's an overwinter seeding growth that you're trying to start in early December to have a nice big plant by, you know, February 1 or whatever.
Right.
Everything else just goes straight in the ground.
I would, squash and okra and all those things, I would just directly plant in the ground and not too deep. You know, throw some seeds out in a few places and sprinkle a little soil over them, a little salt and pepper shaker or something like that, and keep the seed bed moist so when they germinate, they do have ample moisture. But don't flood the beds, because then you move the soil and you put the plant in deeper and deeper.
But, gotcha. Well, I got a few more seed questions that we'll get to after this quick break. 281-496-5711. We're talking seed gardening, how to get the most out of your plants. We're going to explore doing some flowers too here in a little bit. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi everybody, this is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Texas, on the west side of Houston. If you're looking for a way to beat the winter doldrums, come on out. Maybe use that gift card that you got for Christmas. We'll have all the beautiful plants and annuals that you can plant at this time of year, plus pottery, fountains, and anything you could think of to enhance your landscape.
Pottery is multifunctional. You can use it in your landscape, plant plants in it. It adds color, form, texture to the garden. It adds height. Pottery can be made into an umbrella stand. You can use pot to hold a coiled up hose, make your landscape a lot nicer and neater. You can make it into a table and even store stuff inside of it. So pottery is very versatile.
We're open today, Saturday until 5. Closed on Sunday, open again for Monday. Nelson's is located a half mile north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend County Road. Just head west and take exit 742, hang a right, head up a half a mile, and you'll see us on the right. And now back to Michael and Danny.
Thanks, Anita. Great word there. So we're Home Show Garden Pros. We're a collection of knowledge specialists, experts, if you will, answering your gardening questions. So get your question in here, 281-496-5711. We do want to hear from you. What's on your mind? Right now, I got Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens here, and we are discussing gardening with seeds. It sounds pretty straightforward, pretty easy, and it is, because this is the way that nature does it, and this is a great way for you to kind of get ahead. Save a little bit of money, really select what you want to plant and when you want to plant it. So, Michael, you mentioned watering, and the whole idea with seeds and watering is just a little bit of water kind of all the time, like not
right.
Depth is not that big of a deal. And it sounds like that depth could be even, I mean, deep watering could be bad with seeds because it'll drive them too far into the soil, kind of like a flood would do.
Right. So, you know, some type of method, to do a good water spray type thing. You know, there are devices you can put on the end of your water hose to give you a fine mist type thing. That would be my recommendation for watering until the plants begin to germinate. Depending on how you plant, rows are always good. When they germinate, it gives you an opportunity to water in between the rows, and keeps the foliage from getting wet and encouraging downy mildew and powdery mildew and different things like that. So there's just a lot of different ways that, you can do it. One of the things we get a lot of questions about, well, I don't want any GMO seeds. Well, rest assured, you're never going to buy that off a seed rack in a garden center or anywhere. Those things are all controlled by the government.
Gotcha. So there's, you know, me, even if I'm looking at corn or soybeans or something like that, that's a really high, high GMO.
Right. You're not going to get, you're not going to get that on the seed packet. Yeah, the only thing that I've read ever that was developed a few years ago, and this is kind of off track, one of the major hybridizers developed a orange petunia, a really orange petunia. And he had put a corn gene in it, which made it genetically modified. For 2.5 years and up to, I think it took 3 years, and now the USDA has determined that that's not a threat to anybody. So maybe next year we'll see some truly orange petunias on the market.
Hey, nice. So, All right.
But, you know, people are concerned about that, and they want heirloom varieties. Probably 75 or 80% of the seed packets on a seed rack from a good company are probably that.
Okay.
It only has to be 50 years old and never genetically modified.
Yeah, so I think now's a great time to explain to everybody that what a hybridization is versus GMO versus heirloom. I mean, it's not too complicated. Heirlooms were just kind of hybridized earlier by, you know, earlier farmers, and the heirlooms are just real old hybrids, and it's maybe not as fast tracked as what we're thinking of now, but it's not too big of a difference.
And they've never been changed. They're still the way they're grown, open pollinated, and so they're all safe to use. So some of the okras, some of the beets, those things have been around for 50 years. So there's no problem there. We see more hybrids and more crosses of unlike things in flowers than we do in vegetables.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of seeding flowers and that topic, what are some, just to you, the easiest seeds, the, you know, some beneficial flowers, some good flowers to grow from seed? I'm thinking like Cosmos and Alyssum are ones of some of my favorite.
Yeah, Cosmos is good. Alyssum is good. We sell a lot of zinnias. There's a lot of new varieties of those that stay short and fat and don't get powdery mildew quite as bad. Larkspur, we sell a lot of vincassi. They're easy to broadcast. Marigolds is a really popular one. And then there are some just wildflower mixes and regular mixes that we would plant in our yards for cut flowers and things like that. But the biggest flowers are usually grown from plants. That's what people are after. They're looking for the color. They want a certain size. They want a certain shape. And some things that we grow are just are generally vegetative cuttings. So the seed is a sterile part of that plant.
Right. That is one thing about growing flowers from seeds, is a lot of times the seed you'll get off those flowers is good. And so you could really kind of have maybe a spreading, traveling sort of bed of Cosmos or whatever you're growing. So something to be aware of with seed growing. But Michael, thanks. Great information on that. And, you know, I love growing from seed. I love it because you get so many in a pack and you can kind of push the envelope. You know, I can pull out 9 or, you know, 15 corn seeds from a couple of corn packs and start them real early or try them real late just to see how it goes and know that I've kept the majority aside for when I'm supposed to grow them.
Right.
So I was putting air quotes up on supposed to grow them. You can't hear that on the radio, but, you know, that is what we do. So invest in seeds, get a good seed company you like. One I'm a huge fan of is Botanic Interests. They're pretty local. They're always made great seeds, ton of great success. You know, people in other parts of the country don't take botanic interest for granted like we do here, but they have beautiful art on the bags and great instructions on their label. So, Michael, any seed companies that you like besides Botanic Interest?
That's the one that we carry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a couple times I've seen like Southern Exposure, Gels Place, which is a great seed company, High Mowing.
Yeah. High Mowing is good. We've carried their seeds in the past, but I think this year we went strictly with Botanical Interest,
which is a good move in my opinion. They make great seeds.
They have great seeds and people have good success with it, and they're good people to work with. So
awesome. Definitely. Well, thanks for chatting seeds with me. That's what we do here. We want to help you be a better gardener. And if you're not growing something from seeds, you're not really maximizing a great tool in the garden. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Okay, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 281-496-5711. Here with Michael Wagner from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens. Michael, what's happening up at the gardens these days?
Well, mostly we've got a lot of merchandise and things coming in.
Nice.
Spring color is, you know, coming up as it makes the flowers and the plants look really good. Lots of geraniums. That's probably one of our biggest items right now. Geraniums actually love the cool weather. Kind of frowns on the hot weather. So some of those things, you can get some pretty pots fixed up with a little osteospermium and some alyssum and a few things like that, and make some pretty yard containers. Of course, lots of vegetables will be arriving this coming up week. Lots of indoor plants arrive. Another shipment on Monday, or could be Sunday. Shrubs, we've got three or four loads of those in. Lots of citrus, lots of fruit trees, lots of berries, grapes, blueberries, blackberries, citrus. So we have a pretty good plethora of things right now that people can come in and buy and get started on their gardens and their lawns. It's coming up time for our spring fertilizers. Some people use some products to take care of the weed seeds and things like that. It still can be done organically and save that step and spend that money to buy more tomatoes. But it's beginning to be spring.
Absolutely, I love that idea. Instead of that money, spend more, get more tomatoes.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So you know, we are Home Show Garden Pros, and if you guys don't know, we do a Facebook Live every single Wednesday. So we're just dishing out more gardening information there, trying to serve you guys as much as we can. And we're, you know, always looking for good email questions. And every week on this show, we like to answer one email question a week. HomeShowGardenPros.com is where we get those questions. We get a lot of questions throughout the week. I try to answer all of them, but we're going to do our email question of the week right now. So this is from Todd. And the email question is, when is the best time of year to lay sod in Houston? I'm having trouble with my front lawn. I've sodded a couple times and they've always failed. My HOA is on me. You know, I'd love any tips. So when is a good time of year to lay sod? And then he's having trouble. What are some good tips to help him not have trouble?
Well, I think, first of all, what's compromised the sod that you had? That's probably the place to start. Resodding each time does not correct a problem that may exist. So you might want to aerate. Core aeration is extremely important, and make sure it's core aeration excuse me, you want to take a plug out. Otherwise, you're just adding to compacting your soil.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times people will use aeration and it just pushes the soil sideways and gets all that air out of there. So
right.
The core actually pops a piece out.
Pops it out. Then compost. We talk about compost, but it is the number one thing to use. So a good half inch to an inch. People say, well, how much compost do I buy? The recommended amount that we use is 1 yard per 1,000 square feet. So you probably want to buy it bulk if that's the route you go. There's 27 cubic feet in a cubic yard, and a bag of 1.5 cubic feet is usually around $15. So if you do the math, it's better for you to get a yard or two delivered.
Certainly.
And do that. And then I would consider probably sodding. But if you have an issue and the sod keeps dying, let's get that solved first, because we're only going to compound it to keep on going. So I'm not sure why his lawn has been compromised.
Yeah, I mean, I it's always to assume, for me at least, that it's compaction, that he just is dealing with kind of residual compaction from overuse, chemical fertilizers, or Harvey. But I love, that's where compost top dressing comes in. I mean, if you're listening and you're like, what's one thing I can do to my lawn before I really start a fertilizer schedule? Compost top dress. It's kind of a good workout, but it doesn't cost all that much money, and you'll get results that resonate year after year after year. So compost top dress, humates.
If he chooses to use a compost, I would aerate and put the compost down, sod, and then apply a quarter to a half inch of compost on top of that.
Okay. Yeah.
That helps to seal up all those little areas where the sod touches.
Yeah. I love that. Great idea. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens doing a great job dishing out gardening information. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to come back and answer a question from Don. So hold tight. We'll be right back. Home Show Garden.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros, and this is lawn season. We're moving into it. This time of year, what happens is we have our lawns. They're starting to wake up, but the weed seeds grow faster, and so you get little bitty pockets of weed seeds. So if you've got a bunch of little bitty spots of weeds, let me just tell you, AgriLawn is your solution. You probably don't have a health problem. You probably just lawn is going slower than the weeds, and you sprinkle a little AgriLawn on most weeds, especially things like clover, chickweed, crabgrass, basket weed, dollar weed, things like that, Virginia buttonweed, things like that all over your lawn. And AgriLawn kills them. It kills them through the roots, and it doesn't hurt your soil. So your grass can grow just as healthy as it was. And it works in a couple days. It works really quickly. So it kills the roots, easy to apply, smells pretty good, works really, really well. So safe for St. Augustine, Bermuda, most of our lawns in Houston, no big deal. You can literally kill the weeds without poisoning your lawns, your trees, your kids, your pets. All these things we don't really want to kill, just the things you do want to hurt. And all you're doing is slowing down the weeds, spot killing these weeds so your lawn can take over. Now, if you have a huge patch of weeds, that probably means nature's trying to tell you something. You have some other problems. So go ahead and put AgriLawn down, kill those weeds, but then follow up with some fertilizer like MicroLife. This stuff is great stuff. It works really great. I've been using it for years. Save the day at multiple times at horticulturally related job sites, but just remember that. So it's available at Garden Pro Nurseries. Just ask for AgriLawn. And then, you know, if you want to find the closest location that is sold near you, go to homeshowgardenpros.com and we'll help you out. They're just doing a great job. It's making being a master of your domain that much easier. It's called AgriLawn, again, a natural weed killer. So wonderful. So, Michael, have you ever used AgriLawn?
Yes, multiple times. It's great. Easy to use, moisten the weeds a little bit. If you have an irrigation system, turn it on, turn it off, and apply the product until you see that little bit of color change. It should be kind of a yellowy orange, and then you know it's active. And generally, with the temperatures are up, within 3 to 5 days, it's black. So it does its job.
Yeah, it certainly works on a lot of different weeds too. It's great stuff. I've seen it work on a lot more weeds than are on the label. So, okay. 281. Well, we're just going to go straight to Don. Don, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, thank you, Danny. I got a question. I've got a two plum trees, and I believe it's a methylene plum. It's bloomed before, but this is the first time it ever had plums. The problem is the plums, I had probably 75 to 100, but they're only the size of grapes. Is there something going on, or is that just indicative of the type plum that I have? Are those plums so small? Some of them are like cherry tomatoes. They're that small. I did fertilize it with MicroLife, but I don't know why they didn't get any bigger.
Well, Donna, you've had happens a lot with plums. You really got to push soil health with them and fruit thin. So those are the two things that I would say just off the bat. You can't let it grow that 100 plums if it's a young tree. You probably want like 15 plums if it's a young tree. But Michael, you got some thoughts too.
Oh, soil health, that's the key to success on any stone fruits or citrus here. And you said the tree was about 2 years old?
No, seven.
Seven? That's okay for production. It's usually 3 to 5 years. But I think I would probably thin the crop down a little bit.
Instead of 100, maybe you're going for 60 plums. And then, so plums also have a problem of plum curculio. And so maybe Michael, according to Michael's suggestion, is the way to go and put some compost down as mulch right when it's flowering to kind of nip that curculio in the bud, because they don't like traveling across air quotes bare dirt. They like if you have grass all the way up to your trunk, then that will really push forward the health. So getting some humates down there, getting some MicroLife citrus and some Dakota Rev just throughout the year. Don't ever hesitate to fertilize that fruit more. The more you fertilize it with this kind of really good organic soil first fertilizers, the better the plums will taste, which is also bigger and better is nice for flavor. So no, just remember that. But I would mulch with compost right away.
No, to fertilize it. And then when should you trim the tree?
Well, I like pruning them when they're flowering. So when I first feed those flowers is when I kind of prune, and I'm pretty much just taking off crossing branches and giving it some balance.
Is it unusual for the thing to have bloomed in November or the end of first of December?
It's not a weather deal. Yeah, exactly.
That's, you know, who can control the weather and what it does. And nature sends out really strange signals to us from time to time.
And I've definitely noticed plums like having a dormancy in summertime. And so they like think it's fall and spring. So
How often should you fertilize it? Yeah.
I would do it every 3 or 4 weeks in spring, like when it's putting on flowers, growing some new growth, putting on fruit. But then I would every couple months after that. So 2-3 months per after that.
Okay.
Well, Don, thanks so much. We are all out of time. So great question there. Plum growers, very satisfying to grow a nice, big, juicy plum, but it often happens where they get small because we don't tend to focus on their soil health. Michael, thanks. Great job, man.
Thank you for having us.
Warrenson Gardens is such a great spot, as is Kingwood Garden Center up there. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Next is Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio, which is always a blast to get in line for the phones, 281-496-5711. Thanks to all the callers and the listeners, and to you, Michael. Just get out there and garden.
All right. Thank you.
you could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.